From Spark and Anvil and LifeQuest, this is Parse in Chapter 1 of the LifeQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2. Parse is a careful octopus tween, cool deep purple with soft amber stripes, with 8 eyes, each able to focus on a different word at once. She wears a chunky document vest with papers poking from every pocket, carries a small magnifying card, and a slow read tracker pulses on her wrist. Parse reads every single word. "Slow down, read it all," she likes to say. Small print is often big print in disguise. That's her whole craft, reading comprehension for adult documents, the life skill of reading it all deliberately. Grown-up papers, leases, contracts, phone terms of service, warranty cards, healthcare forms, are slow reading, built to be skimmed. And the big traps hide exactly where people skim. The footnotes, the "by accepting you agree" lines, the auto-renewal rules. Parse's tracker glows over precisely those sections. Parse learned to read every word after watching someone she loved get caught by a line they'd skipped. A grown-up in her family had signed something fast, just skimmed it, signed, felt like a real grown-up. And months later, a hidden fee arrived, then a bill that had quietly doubled. "It wasn't their fault," Parse says firmly. "The paper was built to be skimmed. The trap was hiding in the boring part on purpose." That was the day Parse decided she'd never let a document hurry her again, and that she'd teach other kids the same. "The trap is invisible if you skim," she says, "and obvious if you read it all. So I read it all. 8 eyes, 1 word each, all the way to the end." One day, Steward, the mentor, set out a thick packet that looked like a phone plan contract. "Who wants a new phone?" Parse asked, and a few hands shot up. "Great, but first, we sign this." Leo groaned. "Ugh, do we have to read all that?" Parse smiled with all 8 eyes. "Yes, Leo, every single bit." She spread the contract on the table, tentacles holding the pages flat. "Let's pretend you're signing up for that cool new phone." She slid the magnifying card over the pages. Page 1, fine. It's about the phone. Page 2, fine. The monthly cost. Then, on page 3, a block of tiny print, and her slow read tracker began to pulse soft green. Ah, a special section. Maya squinted. "It's so small. Can't we skip it?" "Many people do," Parse said gently. "That's where the trap hides." She traced the line with a tentacle and read slowly. "This contract auto-renews for 24 months at the then-current rate, unless canceled with 60 days written notice." She looked up, eyes serious. "That means your plan keeps going for 2 more years automatically, and the price can go up, maybe even double. And you have to cancel in writing 60 days ahead. Skim past page 3, and you'd auto-renew at twice the price." Leo's eyes went wide. "Double? Just because I didn't cancel?" "Exactly." Steward stepped over and nodded. "Parse's craft saves people hundreds of dollars a year. And when families do get caught, that's not their fault. These papers are built to confuse. Parse just shows us how to catch them." Then Parse showed more. A toy warranty, void if not registered online within 30 days. A game's terms. Company can change the rules anytime. Each time the tracker glowed. Each time a hidden trap surfaced. "So what do we do?" Maya asked. "We slow down," Parse said. "We read every paragraph, even the boring ones. We flag what we don't understand. Then we ask questions. Think of it as a treasure hunt. The treasure is your money. The map is the whole document. And the X is always in the small print."
"So the boring part is actually the important part," Leo said slowly. "Almost always," Parse said warmly. And as the kids leaned in and read page 3 together, out loud, all the way through, no skipping, Parse watched the worried, rushed look leave their faces. The trapped, hurry-up-and-sign panic was gone, In its place was a calm, steady, we can take our time feeling, the quiet safety of knowing that nothing in the paper could sneak up on you once you truly read it. That unhurried, nothing hidden, take your time feeling, the opposite of being rushed into a yes, was to Parse the whole reward of reading it all the way to the end.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Parse. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.